Churio sitting dead, read the pitch. Line drive! Deep right center! Out of here! A three-run blast for Jackson Churio, number 16.
Aww. Yeah, that's our guy. Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering is with us this afternoon live on WTMJ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. You guys posted up in front of George Webb's or what?
Are you
kidding?
Yeah. We did.
We went to Webb's today. Yeah, as a matter of fact. Hey, here's our question for you. When you get back into town, if they've won 12 in a row, are you going to head to Webb's?
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, if we get back into town and the team's still on the winning streak, that would be a baker's dozen for them. That means I'm going to go 13 burgers, and we'll see what happens after that.
Oh, wow.
I'll buy the rest. I'll take the free ones, but then I'll buy the rest.
All right, we'll go with you and help you eat those burgers.
We've been talking about this so much, guys. I'm so hungry for a burger now.
I know. All day you've been saying that.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeff, what's the most surprising part about this long winning streak?
I'm not sure if there is a surprising part of it. I think that the team is just finding different ways to win, right? They're winning close games. They're winning blowouts. They're pitching the ball exceptionally well. They're hitting in the most timely of spots. I mean, the Brewers didn't have a hit until the sixth inning of yesterday's ball game, and then they go into a 6-0 victory. They've had a knack for answering when the opposing team scores a run, so they end up coming back and getting the run, or they get the shutdown inning. It's been really fun to watch. Again, I think the Brewers are putting themselves on the map. If they weren't on the map at the end of May, they're certainly on the map now as we roll towards the month of August.
Is there anything that you look for with momentum shifts that gives you a predictive insight as you do this during the game?
I don't really believe in those momentum shifts, right? I mean, you just kind of get lost in what's going on in the game. You kind of feel last night it was, two times through the order for their starting pitcher, and then you're starting to have some better at-bats and some bad luck and defensive players making good plays. And then, one ball skirts through for Joey Ortiz, and then the floodgates open up, right? So it's just feeling the momentum of the game and the way Pat Murphy talks about this squad being in it every single pitch. You just never know when the game is going to turn on its side.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering is with us. Jeff, I guess the one thing that would surprise me, and we all believe in this team, is that it was in by and large against the Dodgers, the team that everybody picked to win it all, the team that spends all the money. And the Brewers just took care of business, taking care of the Dodgers. That was pretty impressive here and there, 6-0 against the Dodgers this year. That's impressive.
It is impressive. And the great thing is, and you could look at the payrolls, and the Brewers wouldn't spend for 3 years to get to the payroll number that the Dodgers enter for 1 year. But that's why the game is played on the field and not on a piece of paper. And sometimes it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them. And the Dodgers were not playing very good baseball, and the Brewers took advantage of it. They had totally waxed them, whether it was in Milwaukee or down in L.A., took the crowd out of everything. And they've taken that and run with it. I mean, it's you don't want to put it all on Brandon Woodruff since he came back, but the team hasn't lost since Brandon Woodruff came back. That's 11 straight, and it's been amazing to watch, and it's great to see this group of, as Pat Murphy says, the average Joes really put their name in front of everybody in Major League Baseball now.
You That's win 11 nice. In a row. Doesn't seem like you have any need at all. If the Brewers were to have a need as we head on towards the trade deadline, what would that area of need be?
That's a great question, and I think that's a very fair question. But in terms of need, what do you need? You got the best record in Major League Baseball right now, and Murph talks about it a lot, and we see it in the clubhouse every day. If you're going to go get somebody, you need to go get somebody that fits in that clubhouse, because the last thing you want to do is upset the mojo that's going on in that clubhouse right now. And it is as good as I've seen it in my 11 years with the Brewers. I have never seen a clubhouse that has gelled and has been as tight as this group is this year. And that's the thing, is that you don't want to upset that one bit. And all it takes is one bad apple. Not saying that you're going to go out and get somebody that would, demoralize what's going on in that clubhouse, but you have to make sure it's the right fit. And I think Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy and the rest of the front office have a really good pulse on who those people are and where a good fit may come from.
That's good to hear. Okay, so is the Miz going to be throwing tonight?
Yes. Yep. He's scheduled to start today. He's actually on the bus right behind me, as a matter of fact. So he is ready to go.
Man, if you want a guy going for the free burgers, you got Miz on the mound. This is just shaping up.
That's what I'm thinking.
Jeff, it's amazing because I talked to a bar owner who said that the bars near American Family Field are literally busier when Miz pitches. That is a real thing. It's just becoming like this groundswell of excitement every time the kid's on the mound. What's he like when you get to spend time with him?
He's great. I mean, he's just a kid who loves watching baseball. I think the biggest thing for me is watching him during the swing off during the All-Star game. And he's this 23-year-old kid who's just enjoying every single moment. And he's out there on the mound and competing. And when he strikes a guy out, he's jumping off the mound and pumping his fist and yelling. It's just a pure joy that you don't see a lot of in this stoic sport at times. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he had one bad start in New York, and everything else has come up roses for him. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to watch this youthful excitement. And he's injected a lot of it into these older veteran guys, there's a couple of them at least, that the Brewers have on their roster. But, I mean, he is must-watch television. He is must-listen. You got to have your eyeballs on him. It's amazing.
Done anything fun in Seattle?
Went over to Pike Place Market the other day.
Oh, fun.
That a couple of years ago. We just walked around a little bit. This is such a beautiful spot. And we got Chamber of Commerce type of weather the last couple of days. It's mid-70s, zero humidity. Just taking a walk down on the Puget Sound. It's just a beautiful place to just be outside and enjoy the trees and, you know, Pacific Northwest. It's a great spot.
He is Jeff Levering. All right, Jeff, when you hang up the phone, make sure you turn around and tell the Miz that Milwaukee is super jazzed. Everybody here tonight is talking about what he's going to do. It's a really cool thing. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you got it. No problem, guys. Take it easy.
It is 4:24 at WTMJ. Jeff Levering on the team bus on the way to the ballpark.
How fun!
How cool is that?